Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Origins' very own Erica Hill. She is here giving us a preview, a very in-depth preview of Lending Tech Live 2024. That's going to be taking place here in San Diego, June 25th and 27th, 2024. Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. Hope you guys register and enjoy our conversation. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, look who is here in our virtual studios, the one and only Erica Hill from Origins. Erica, how are you today? How are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Better now that you're here.
Thank you. You're welcome. Great to see you as always.
Likewise. And today we're talking about a pretty cool topic. Origins' Lending Tech Live is going to be here before you know it in 2024. What is it, June 25th and the 27th? And the bonus, the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae, is that it's going to be here in San Diego, too. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's all for you, Mike. All for you. Yes, we did it for you, sir. But yes, Lending Tech Live, June 25th through the 27th. We'll be at the Marriott Marquis at the San Diego Marina. So fantastic property. We're super excited to be there. Yeah, we're excited.
A nice view of the bay there for sure, right downtown. Maybe the Padres will be playing, and you're right at the foot of the gas quarter there. So yeah, it's a lot to do downtown for sure. You guys picked a great spot. So let's talk overview. Give us a quick overview here, and then we'll talk a couple of details as well. So let's lay the foundation, set the table for us, if you will, Erica, for Lending Tech Live 2024.
Yep, I will set the Lending Tech table for you. All so. Right. It actually is a fantastic conference. It's everything lending technology that you can think of for credit unions. We have a little bit of everything. We do kick off the conference with our hands-on user sessions. Those are more interactive, they're smaller in nature. You get to come in, meet with our subject matter experts, gain real deep dive insights into our products, our solutions around lending technology. Credit unions really enjoy that. They get to access their systems that integrate with our products and learn more on how to optimize the solution itself so that the members have an even better experience. And so we kick that off with user sessions. We have some great keynotes after that that we line up on stage. Everything from simplifying your strategies and your workflow processes to the future of the economy, all the way to everybody's favorite topic, AI. Right now. So you'll see some of that on the main stage. We do a lot of auto dealership panels on our main stage as well. And then we have our breakout sessions, very interactive. We're very into bringing in credit unions to speak into our breakout sessions. We love for other credit unions to hear from credit unions, what they're focused on, what's working, what's not, how they're pivoting, and how that lending landscape, those lending technologies and insights are going to be used into 2024 and beyond. And then, of course, we do like to have a little bit of fun as well.
Of course.
You had mentioned the Padres. We're doing it a little bit different this year. Instead of doing a welcome reception, we're taking everybody to a Padres game. We're going to immerse ourselves in the city and become Padres fans. And then we have a closing party, which will be fantastic. And so it's just a really well-rounded event. Great opportunity for our partners. We have exhibits, so we can showcase our exhibits. And we have tech live sessions on top of that. 15-minute quick hits on products and technologies from our partners and our sponsors and some of our products. So it gives attendees just a quick insight into what's out there and what they can have at their fingertips that would benefit their credit union and their members.
Yeah, those are becoming really popular at conferences. And I'm glad you guys are doing it at yours as well, because I've heard from like attendees who really like that type of thing, where they get kind of a quick snippet, if you will, of what this company does or what this fintech does. And then they can go ask them questions later. So kudos to you guys for including that at your event as well. So good stuff. So who's the target audience here? Who for this event? And then what are some of the big takeaways that you guys expect? Because obviously you guys are hitting on all cylinders with all the hot topics in the industry, obviously. And then again, and bringing it from that peer related perspective as well, that Creightons really appreciate when they're talking to each other, what's working, what's not working. So what are some so who's the target audience, and what are some of the big takeaways having said that?
Target audience. So, you know, certainly credit union centric, definitely anybody within a credit union that is immersed in the lending aspect, right? So certainly anybody that's a CLO, a manager of lending, a VP of lending. We also focus on CIOs or CTOs or anybody that's invested in more of that technology mm-hmm. front in their credit union, CEOs as well. Even CMOs, so marketers, if you're a manager of marketing, you're a VP of marketing, a lot of opportunity there for you as well. And anybody that was really using lending technology within their credit union, yeah. It does benefit you. We have a little bit of everything for mm-hmm. everyone. Good. So if you are touching something within your credit union that is very lending specific, this is definitely the conference for you. What can they expect as far as what's that landscape? What are we going to cover? What are you going to hear? What are you going to learn? We cover a little bit of everything across the board. You know, when we think about, I talked about user sessions. I talked a little bit about our keynotes and our breakout sessions and then our exhibits. We like to think of it across a core focus. So you'll really learn about auto lending trends. So that's, we want to make sure that auto lending trends is certainly a big topic of discussion. It yes. is a topic of discussion right now yeah. in the credit union market, most mm-hmm. definitely. One of them being, you can expect to show up in San Diego and hear about the evolving EV buying and lending approach. What are those strategies? That is a huge topic right now out in the auto dealer and the auto lending space. So that is top of mind, not only within Origins, but certainly out in the credit union space. In addition, you heard me talk about artificial intelligence. We do have tracks and breakout sessions and discussions on AI strategies and how credit unions should be thinking about building in AI strategies into their credit unions, not only for 2024, but looking forward and beyond that. What does that mean? Growth. So thinking about deposit growth strategies is another big topic of discussion. Liquidity as well. You'll expect to hear that at our conference. Oh, yeah. Compliance is another one that is woven in and thread throughout our conference. And then the overall lending landscape when it comes to indirect lending. That's a key component and a key theme for us at our conference, and certainly quite a topic of interest for many credit unions that attend.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you guys are hitting on all cylinders with all the topics that you're covering there. So for sure. And yeah, so, and that kind of leads me to my next question, because Lending Tech Live obviously continues to grow every year, probably because of the people talking and the topics that you guys are covering and the way you do it. So why do you think, from your perspective, Erica, I mean, why do you think attendees keep coming back year after year and more of them as well?
I feel that lending and lending technology is becoming a greater topic of discussion, especially for unions, for several reasons. The competitive landscape is definitely changing. It is becoming intense competition mm-hmm. from with traditional banks. I would say that is one reason why we're continuing to grow this conference, because of that competitive landscape. Member expectations. I know you and I have talked about this over our relationship, professional mm-hmm. relationship. Member expectations are changing, right? Mm-hmm. And so even with current membership and incoming membership, how they expect things to be delivered to them is changing. And so getting ahead of that is incredibly important. I think risk management is also a reason why they come. When we talk about compliance and lending technology, what does that mean, and what types of strategies should you have in place to be successful in that area? Cost efficiency is another one, mm-hmm. right? So when we think about lending technology, how do we make sure that we're managing our business, driving membership, and also maximizing growth while being efficient in our costs? And then I also think it's about member retention and growth. You know, how do you grow your loans? How do you grow your membership? And how do you use lending technology to do that? All the way when we think about indirect lending to loan origination systems, mm-hmm. marketing automation, and so on. It's really important to think about those things. So I think there's a genuine interest from the credit union market to continue to learn more and to build more robust lending strategies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this conference kind of hits that mark and checks off all those boxes.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too, having attended for many years now. So yeah, you guys hit all the top stuff for sure. And that kind of leads me to my next question as well. So you've already talked about some of the big keynotes that you guys have here at next year's event. Can you tell us a little bit more about the breakout sessions and what they include? Because you talked about obviously AI and all the other great stuff that's going on out there. But share with me a few snippets of the breakout sessions as well.
So we're still working on our calendar,
okay.
Our schedule of events. But what I can tell you is you will see topics around deposit growth, liquidity, compliance and risk, indirect lending growth strategies. A lot of our focus will be around EV strategies, mm-hmm. as well. Retail financing will be another big topic from our breakout sessions. And what you can expect from them is a lot of panels with credit unions. Good. That is, I mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. That's a really big focus of ours, is to make sure that we bring in credit unions to talk to other credit unions. Mm-hmm. We believe that's a really important way to effectively connect and collaborate all together as credit unions, listening, talking, and collaborating with other credit unions. So you'll see a lot of panels with credit unions that are either implementing specific strategies around EV lending or indirect lending strategies, things of that nature. And so we're hoping to have the breakout session schedule posted here in the next few weeks, and okay. we'll be excited to get that out. But that's a little flavor and taste of what you can expect.
I like it, especially out here in San Diego or Southern California. You can't swing a cable cord without hitting a Tesla. So they're everywhere. So yeah, yes. EVs are everywhere out here. So yeah, and I think it's going to spread nationwide as I think it already is. So yeah, so good stuff there. All right, you talked earlier about having a little bit of fun. What we didn't mention at the top of our conversation is that this is Origins' 30th anniversary. Congratulations on that. That's a big birthday for you guys. So what can we expect? Some big celebrations going on there. Huh?
It is 2024 marks Origins' 30th anniversary. We will be celebrating all year long with our credit union family and friends, with the Origins team members, and certainly Lending Tech Live in San Diego will be a great place for us to all come together to celebrate that. You can expect some acknowledgments to our credit union family and friends at the conference. You can expect some really nice video messages to our credit unions at the conference.
All right.
Some gifts. We're also doing a huge birthday party at our conference. So we're just and we're really grateful for the 30 years that we've had, and we're looking forward to 30 more years with our credit union family. And we just want to say thank you to everybody at our conference.
Well deserved. And that's going to be a very large birthday cake too, but we're looking forward to that.
I know.
Good stuff. All right, Erica, anything else to share about this? I know we've covered it maybe a couple of times over here, but anything else to add to wrap up about Lending Tech Live coming up next year?
I think we're just really excited. Early bird registration is still going on. I know you'll be there, Mike.
Of course.
During the conference. So I think that's a win in and of itself. We always love having you. And again, the conference is June 25th through the 27th in San Diego, California. And so I would just say, take advantage of early bird registration now. And we'd love to have everybody there, especially since it's our 30th anniversary. Right. And it is all about people, purpose, and passion for us in 2024.
Well said. And we'll dial up some good San Diego sunny weather for you guys too, to come out and enjoy that as well. So yeah. Good stuff. All right, Erica, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Thank you so much, because I know you have a lot of planning to do for this big event. So I want to let you get back to work. But thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll see you in June.
Thank you always, Mike. I appreciate your time too.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.